The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen this news. Playboy is coming back. Now, I'd wager a lot of you didn't know it was gone, but apparently the magazine publication folded during COVID, but they are going to bring back an annual, and a lot of people kind of getting very upset about this and what it might mean, access to pornography and all of that. And I would suggest that those people are kind of getting angry at the wrong thing or getting upset about the wrong thing. An annual, once a year publication, top shelf magazine is not the issue that we have with pornography. It is the ease of access that so many people, young people in particular, have on their phones and elsewhere. Dr. Caroline West is with me, sex educator and sexual violence prevention educator as well. Caroline, it's always good to talk to you. So thanks a million for chatting to us. I mean, what do you say to people who are upset about the reintroduction of Playboy?
Yeah, hi, Kieran. I think it's probably not the main issue that we really need to be focusing on. And so if we could turn that anger into production and or productive efforts, I suppose, to tackle this. So that means education. So the kids are not going to be buying Playboy off the top shelf in the newsagents. They're going to be looking at more hardcore content.
It's going to be kind of like 50-year-old plus men buying it for nostalgic reasons. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's for the dads. Yeah. The dads are going to be happy. So, you know, and that's one thing, and that's a whole conversation, you know, there. But that's, you know, Playboy is just soft kind of pictures of nudes as such. It's this hardcore content, whereas what you're seeing online is extremely hardcore in 3 seconds, you know, as soon as you pick up your phone. So that's kind of where we need to look at that. Like the middle-aged dads need less protecting from graphic content, so to speak, than maybe our teenagers do.
Do you think, I mean, the upset in some quarters over the reintroduction of Playboy, what it actually tells us is that people still don't really grasp the ease of access to hardcore porn, as you said, kind of within 3 seconds of picking up a phone?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're giving smartphones to kids when they're like 7, 8, 9, 10. And, you know, if you have a smartphone, you will be seeing porn at some point, and it'd be quicker for others, whether you look at it yourself or your friends send it on or a pop-up happens. So that's where we need to have. So the Playboy stuff, you know, people know what they're buying. That's fine. But an 8-year-old who's watching hardcore porn and has no idea what to make of that, that's really kind of the issue. So leave the dads out of it and let's have the talks with the kids, because their sexuality is forming. Their brains are forming. They're trying to figure out what happens in the world of sex and adults and bodies and all that kind of thing. And our sex education in schools isn't that great. I mean, we're not teaching 7-year-olds about porn, you know, which is, that's a whole different conversation. But we do need to be doing something, because research from around the world shows that whenever we have really decent sex education and an open mind to talk about these things, then the impact of porn is much less. And people will look at it when they're older and go, you know, I can kind of take that or leave it, or I know it's not real. Whereas an 8-year-old in your bedroom trying to figure it out, you know, that's a completely different story.
I like, as a parent of kids kind of who are right in this age bracket, so kind of 10 and just about to turn 8, I can understand the kind of the instinctual reaction as a parent to suggestions about teaching this in school. It's you kind of, you grasp, you know, however flimsy the grasp might be, you grasp for this notion that your kids might be the exception to the rule. They might not be exposed to it. They might not see it. So why introduce it voluntarily?
Absolutely. And the sad news is, no, your kids have, they're not the exception. You know, your 10-year-old has most likely seen it already. And, you know, because they'll see it on YouTube, or they'll see it, you know, if their friends send a WhatsApp or something, or God knows, you know, like there's so many different ways to kind of access it. So it's kind of like, you know, your transitioner segment there, like, are you just throwing people out into the world and saying, here, you go figure that out yourself? Like, we can't do that to kids when it comes to porn and sex. We can't say, you know, here, you're 10, you can figure out what a, you know, multi-situational porn is, or, you know, what, I'm trying not to be too graphic, but like what, you know, content that they're seeing. They don't understand that. So, you know, as a parent, it is tough, it's difficult, it's awkward, it's uncomfortable, but it's part of parenting to protect your child. So you ensure your child finished school and went off and knew how to get a job, or if you were teaching them how to drive, you'd ensure they were safe doing that. So how do we look at the world of sexuality and relationships and make sure they're safe as well? Because we know in Ireland, our teenagers are in abusive relationships. Like, we know this, they're in financially abusive, physically abusive, emotionally abusive relationships. So if we don't talk to them about any of that, you know, you might as well just hand them the keys of your car when they're 10 and say, off you go in the M50 there. It's kind of the same thing. So you have to take that active parenting role and go, this is something harmful for my child. How do I protect them?
So some people, and you know this, Caroline, they'll get in touch and they'll say, oh, no, the way you protect them is you just don't give them phones until they're much older and they're equipped to deal with this type of stuff.
Yeah, but what if they're in the playground and someone says, hey, look at my phone for a second. You know,
it only works if everybody signs up. Yeah.
If everyone signs up, but then they're still going to take messages from society as well, because nobody just watches porn. We watch Love Island. We watch the new Emily in Paris series. You know, we watch all these things together and we get messages about people and sex. And obviously it's a bit less graphic, but we still have those messages there about consent and everything in all forms of media. So, you know, it's not just, oh, porn is the issue. It's a very visible issue, but it's like, how do we deal when someone abusive is on Love Island or horrendous news headlines happen and your kids will see that? You know, how do we deal with that? So it's not just one talk. It's talking multiple times in just calm, age-appropriate styles that make your kid feel like, oh, if I have something that I'm scared of or hurt about or not understanding, I know I can go to my parents for support. Or maybe if you're just the parent and you can't deal with it, can you give them a link to somewhere or, you know, a decent sex education book, you know, which will probably solve about 90% of the issues if you're able to do that. So, yeah, there's loads of things to do, but it's just doing nothing and then kind of saying, what do we do, isn't going to get us anywhere. And while we're figuring out what to do as adults, our children are watching porn.
And so what age, Caroline, do you start these conversations?
As young as possible, you know, you can have consent conversations with kids when they're like in like preschool or, you know, first class. You can say, hey, do you want me to give you a hug or do you want a high five or do you want a wave? That's consent. So you're already teaching them there's boundaries. You get to choose who touches your body. You get to choose how you interact with people. And then when they get older, they can apply that knowledge of, yeah, it is a bit weird if someone touches my body without consent. They can apply that to relationships then. And when, you know, it's age appropriate then to start bringing in sex and porn and all those kind of things. But if you have that foundation of kindness and compassion, it goes a long way then into the adult
kids
life.
Are kind of tactile though. You know, like when they're that young, it's hard to kind of have a conversation about every time you're going to physically interact with each other. I can't sit down in a seat in my house without my 8-year-old sitting on my lap.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You can say that. You can, you know, if your weird Auntie Mary or something came over, and you can say, you know, do you want to hug them or not? And, you know, beforehand, and your kid might say, actually, no, I don't like them. And you can say, well, you don't have to hug anyone you don't want to, or you don't have to sit on my lap, or would you like to sit on my lap? You know, and just have those normal little small conversations. And then what you're teaching them is that, oh, yeah, we should ask people before we climb on them, or we should ask people maybe before we hug them. And you don't have to ask every single time, but just little check-ins to go, is this still okay? You know, and, you know, are you still comfortable if you sit on my lap? Those kind of things. So just making sure, and you, by you doing that, you're saying, hey, you can come to me if there's any issues. I care about your safety. I respect your boundaries. I respect your yes. I respect your no. And then when you translate all that into sexual conversations when they're much older, they're already at an advantage because they know, it's odd to touch people without their consent.
Dr. Caroline West, sex educator and sexual violence prevention educator. Caroline, thank you very much for joining us. Somebody here says, passing Playboy around the back of the school bus is a rite of passage. Warms the heart to think of an old tradition that might be brought back. James says, if you think Playboy's porn, you'd want to take your head out of your rear end. I've seen more nudity at a concert in Marley Park. Somebody else, though, they say Playboy isn't as bad as online graphic images, but it's another facet in our society where we say it's OK to objectify women and it aids misogyny. None of it is good, hard or soft core stuff. It's all having the same impact. 087 1400 106 G in Dublin. How are there not more rigorous systems online for this type of content to ensure it is for over 18s only in this day and age? It is shocking that we just let this happen. Like I say, keep those texts coming.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.